Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, June 3rd. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Facebook makes a purchase and Turkey's telecommunications watchdog lifts the ban on YouTube. Those stories and more coming up.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Facebook is acquiring Pripe's Finnish technology company. The move is part of Facebook's continuing efforts to bring affordable internet access to people around the world. Pripe works to allow single-click buying of mobile data on a per-app basis. It was founded last year, no word on financial terms. Wellington Management and Fidelity Investments are expected to co-lead an investment in Uber Technologies. They'll value the on-demand car service app at $17 billion. That's according to people with knowledge of the matter. Uber is close to finalizing the fundraising round, which is expected to total well over $500 million. Turkey's telecommunications watchdog has lifted a ban on YouTube. This comes 5 days after the Constitutional Court ruled that the government's blockade of the video-sharing website on national security grounds was against free speech. Europeans aren't forgetting about their new right to be deleted from internet search engines. Google says it's received 41,000 requests from people hoping to delete individual results that turn up for their name in the first 4 days after it posted a webpage to take the requests late last week. The page was part of the tech giant's response to a court decision that enshrined the new right to be forgotten back in mid-May. It's no longer enough for Nielsen to track the number of people who watch television shows. The ratings company has begun measuring viewers' so-called second screen activity. It reports the finale of the AMC drama Breaking Bad generated more activity on Twitter than any other show to date. Coming up, we'll look at how tech stocks fared today.
America was built by innovators and dreamers like you. To celebrate, LegalZoom dedicated this month to innovation by making it easy for you to file trademark or copyright applications, incorporate your business, or form an LLC. Call or visit LegalZoom.com. They'll provide the personal attention you need and help take care of all the details. For a limited time, get a special price on trademark and copyright applications by using the referral code WSJ at checkout. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm.
Stocks ended lower today. The Nasdaq was down 3 points at 42.34. The Dow ended down 21 at 16,722. The S&P fell a fraction. Shares of Facebook today were down 21 cents. Twitter was up 2.5%, closing at 32.58. Apple shares ended up 1.5% today, a day after the iPhone maker unwrapped new software initiatives at its developer conference. Guidewire software shares up about 0.5%. Its third quarter loss narrowed, even as the software vendor reported an uptick in operating expenses that offset revenue growth. Again, the Nasdaq down 3. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.